All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line, Professor Bob Harvey. You know, Professor Harvey, this conversation is a tough pill for many to swallow. But at the same time, what it represents and the danger and the pain and the anguish that this represents and continues to represent has to be addressed. And it can't be any longer, you know, sticking the head in the sand. And you know, as people talk about, you know, critical race theory and we can't be teaching these messages, and because to teach these messages hurt a lot of people. Facts are facts, right? They're indisputable.
But Earl, the thing you got to understand is that, and just take a look, a good example is take a look at the critical race theory. Now, you had the conservatives, because I, you know, monitor and I watch, you know, Fox News and,
so do I.
And watch some of them, a couple of them others that are out there. I mean, One American Nation seems to have went out of business after Trump left, but they had got two or three other little stations that have popped up in their place. And I just scan them and look at them, watch them. And I listen to people like Steve Moore and others on C-SPAN sometimes to get those individuals on. And so you understand the language that they use when they always throw out there, well, we got, you know, this Black Lives Matter and these other movements that are out there. It is a justification for them going ahead and pushing forward a conservative agenda that has a nationalist, a white nationalist push to it. And it's a blame game. Blame someone else for their own shortcomings. And if they try something and it doesn't work, then you do something else. But keep alive the seed of anger and frustration for the most important electorate in the American society, and that is the white electorate. They make up 71% of the electorate, and they make up 69% of the population. So you push the idea of things like the critical race theory to fighting them. You remember once we had a conversation, and I was telling you this whole thing about this becoming a majority-minority country, and everybody, you know, people are pushing it. I've heard a lot of black scholars and people who are smarter than I am say it. But, Earl, I've looked at census data since the 1950s, and I really don't see it, because when you look at the populations and the way things are going, black people, as they try to move up the ladder, they are not, you know, having a lot of those babies, and neither are other people of color. They come here not with the idea of having large families and moving to rural America. They want to go to urban America. And so they're not having all of those children that, you know, that a lot of whites fear that's going to make them a minority population. Yes, the white male is a minority group. White women are the majority group in this country. They are the majority group. And when it comes to ethnic groups, some of the largest ethnic groups in this country are German and Irish Americans and the whole bit. I mean, so when you break it down in those categories, you have a white population that is full of anger and fear that somehow they're going to be taken over. So all of a sudden, people like Tucker Carlson and others are dropping this idea of the critical race theory. You haven't heard a whole lot about it, or it's challenged lately. But what they're going with now is the race replacement theory.
Yes.
That shooter in Brooklyn was the one that saw preacher's idea about they're taking over and they're replacing us, you know, which is a lie. But that's the argument. And, Errol, that seed was prevalent. When you go back and take a look at Southern newspapers and stuff in the 1860s, and after the Civil War, that seed of white backlash that led to the development of the Ku Klux Klan was all about they're taking over. They're gonna rule and they're gonna ruin us. The blacks are now free, so they can get out there and do what they want to do. And they're taking our jobs. So that fear, that seed was back then. But today it's more prevalent because you got people like Donald Trump. What Donald Trump did, see, the Republican Party created this monster. They floated further with this idea since the 1960s, even before then with Barry Goldwater in 64. But it certainly highlighted itself with Reagan in 1980, when dozens and dozens of Republican, of former Democrats, Southerners, changed parties and became Republicans. And that's the group led by people like Newt Gingrich that pushed on to become, you know, the Speaker of the House. And you saw the rise of nationalizing of this whole idea of dominant white America being threatened by people of color. That seed has always been there, but it manifested itself then, and now it has grown even more today. So there's a history, there's a pattern behind it. Now, how do we change it? To be honest with you, there's no magic wand that's going to change this, Earl, because this didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for a long time. And historically, it's well documented that it has. Why haven't we done something about the Ku Klux Klan? The Klan should have been wiped out a long time ago. And during the 1960s, we were right in the middle of the Black Power movement. And we were livid to see all of those young Panthers, 17, 14, 15, 16, to 17-year-old young Panthers, you know, gunned down by the police. And claim they got to stop and get rid of this organization. And the federal government and state governments and city governments got together and formed this top organization called COINTELPRO. It's counterintelligence movement that was designed to go after black radical groups. Yet at the same time, they did nothing against the most violent, you know, societal hate groups in the history of this country, in the Ku Klux Klan. A group that not only hates immigrants, not only hates Catholics, it not only hates people, black folk, but its main idea is keeping this cohesive, angry, hate group together based on race and on fear and on ignorance. And it is all that seed has always been there. It magnified itself in the Civil War, and it's been around ever since. And that's one of the reasons why, if you listen carefully to the news media, Wall Street Journal, even some of the conservative publications, newspaper publications, what you see is critical race theory is gradually fading. What's taking its place now is race replacement theory. Because Tucker Carlson admitted on air, I don't know what critical race theory is. He damn right he didn't. Most people didn't. Everybody was talking about it. But the central idea is that this idea now of critical race theory is not the issue. Because the critical race theory was never about hating white folk. It was about telling liberals and all those angry African Americans who were out there protesting. It was telling them that you're going about this thing the wrong way. Protesting is not going to do it. You've got to get into the political arena at the city, county, and state level and take over these governments. Getting involved in these governments.
Hey, Professor Harvey, we're out of time, but thank you very much as always. Great information. I'll be reaching out to you again soon. Professor okay. Bob Harvey, all the way from sunny Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Sam. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.